the 805. Ventura
Highway. Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805. California dream. Yeah, baby! Let's back up and
move to California. From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy. Beer, beer, beer.
I'm going for a beer. I think I need one.
I love this song.
I do too.
Kind of puts me in that mood.
Just drinking beer. Who doesn't? Lovely, lovely. So we run into Curtis the other day. Curtis Hophead said, and I go over to a place. He sends me a thing, says, "Hey, come over at Daryl's Couch," because I'd never been to Daryl's Couch yet, right? And right. You had talked about it before. Yeah. It's a beer joint and everything else. And he goes, "I'll buy you a beer." So I said, okay, he's buying the beer. I'm heading over, right? Because he's doing a show, right? And so I go over there and I say, "Hey, Curtis, how you doing?" First thing I do is I reach out to shake his hand, knock his beer. It goes flying, lands on him. Thank God, because he had all of his equipment about 3 inches away, or I would have fried the whole thing. Oh, so not gosh. Only did I not get a free beer, I ended up having to buy a beer. But that didn't work out well. You should have still bought me a beer somewhere along the line. You didn't.
I know. Somehow I missed that.
Somehow your card didn't come out. I understand. So what's happening in the beer world?
Well, I have been working on a new series, Beer Destinations, and I decided to start with my hometown, Camarillo.
All right.
And, you know, just kind of...
Does your phone ever stop, Sandy?
Look, it says alarm snooze.
Alarm snooze. It's waking you up on the show. Fantastic. Good.
It is time to wake up. Yeah. So I decided to start with Camarillo, and just kind of on the outside as you're driving through, you don't necessarily think craft beer as you're driving through, you know, anywhere through Camarillo. Right.
Well, actually, I do. I think craft beer all the time.
Oh, do you?
Yes, constantly.
What's really great is that it's there, that there's a lot of good opportunities to enjoy Southern California beer, mm-hmm. Craft beer from across the country, and even some really nice imports, too. Mm-hmm. And one of the Daryl's Couch, what we were just talking about, It's this brand, you know, it's a fairly new craft beer bar, been open about 7 months, and constantly rotating line, and it's conveniently located at the bottom of the grid. So if you're stacked up in traffic one way or the other,
just get off.
And you're getting in a mood.
Right, yeah. You just sit there and get a beer.
And it's conveniently located right next to your home.
Well, yeah. I mean,
you can walk to it.
4 miles as the crow flies over the top of the hills to my house. So it's pretty nice. And then there's a handful of beer retailers that I go to in Camarillo, and one of them is the Beer Cave, and that's in Village at the Park. It's over by the YMCA.
I've been there.
Oh my gosh,
they have rows and rows of just all these different kinds of beers.
You go into their
refrigeration section, mm-hmm. and everything you can imagine.
Thanks for sharing with me.
So you walk into the cooler, and then if you're there in because it's warm out, and you go in, they have these coat hangers, and they have the cave coats, and so you can put on a jacket to go in there because you know you're going to be in there long enough to get a chill, because you can't just go in
and pick something. You got to look at all of it.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever gone in there and just grabbed something out. You know, I'm going in there and I'm looking, making sure that I didn't miss anything.
I know.
So Village at the Park, the Beer Cave. Then there's also Best Buy, which is across from the post office and on Pickwick in there. And they've got a nice selection of some German and English imports there that I don't see in a lot of different places, too. Hmm. So if you've got to go to the post office, there you go.
Why not?
Is it where Smart and Final was?
It's back. It's one more block behind that.
Oh, okay.
So that's where it's hiding out.
Oh, where the fish store is over there.
Right.
Yeah.
And then
Fins.
Then there's a sports bar or something, and I'm losing that.
Outlaws.
There it is.
I hang out there. Just kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's where she got her tattoos.
All of them.
Wow. How many is that?
It's a sleeve.
Okay.
It just looks like brown skin. You know, I mean, that's how she sleeved it today.
I would call it caramel.
Caramel. Whatever.
I've got a tan tattoo. Thank you very much. And then, of course, the last one is BevMo and over by Target. And the one thing that you'd want to pay attention about with BevMo, though, is that due to Camarillo ordinance, city ordinance, they can't serve anything over a beer that has more than 650 milliliters, so the 22-ounce bombers, you can't get the 750s. So they can sell you the 650s, but they can't sell the 750s. So
what an interesting law.
Yeah,
that is a strange law.
So yeah, because there's
like all you got to do is buy two of the other ones, or you're still at 1300.
Well, and then but
you can't buy them at the same time.
But they're selling wine that come in 750, and then they're selling champagne which comes in 750s too. And so it's a weird kind of catch that they have there. But so keep that in mind. So if you're looking for a specialty Cajun corked kind of beer, that you want to try the other two places. But otherwise, Bevmo always has a really great price.
Right. Yeah. Too. They got a lot of beers.
Mm-hmm. And then gastropubs, one of the first time that I have been in there and I fell in love with the place was Brendan's. And I know that through some St. Patrick's Day stuff that we've talked about how they pour the perfect Guinness and everything else. So they don't they've got a couple California craft beers. But what's really great about them is they do these. They have 11 different beer blends. And so the different things, like you've probably heard of a black and tan.
Yeah.
Right?
Of course.
So then they have other ones like Snake Bites or Black Velvets, which are Guinness mixed with various other beers or alcohol. And like the Black Velvet is Guinness and champagne. So
I'm going to have to try that. So Black
I don't know
Velvet.
About that.
So they do these mixes.
Guinness and champagne.
And they have 11 proprietary, I guess, maybe. There's a couple of them that you could probably get just about anywhere else. But you know that they're taking care of their Guinness and how they pour it, just because the fact that they're an Irish pub.
Yeah. Well, they do pour it well. I mean, it's a 1 minute, I think it's 119 seconds that it takes to pour a Guinness properly. That's why if you order, somebody else orders another beer, sometimes they'll get their beer first because they just whip that down, pour it, and it's gone. But the Guinness, there's a whole science to it.
Well, and it's part of a show, too. You know,
yeah, that's true.
Sit back and enjoy this, because a nitrogen poured beer is really a beautiful thing. It cascades down, but which doesn't, you know, you don't think of bubbles going down the side of glass, but
there's some sort of
physics involved in this that I've read a couple times and I still don't understand exactly why that happens, but it's
doesn't
a
Guinness
show.
Have this little ball inside of it that does something?
So that's in the cans.
That's cans. What I mean. Yeah, and that sets off the nitrogen.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, when you pour it, the nitrogen is exploding, so it's kind of like a mini kegger, you know, kind of like that, and it gives it that. Now, Boddington does the same thing.
Yep.
Boddington's got a beautiful color to it when you open it up and you pour it, and it's like that golden yellow, and then it just cascades down the sides of your glass. It is a beautiful thing.
And those ones, too, what's nice about that is nitrogen doesn't escape out of the beer as quickly as carbon dioxide does. And so when you pour that, you go, and you hear that, you pour, turn the can straight up, down, upside down, and pour it out. It's not going to come out spluing all over the sides of the glass. It fills it up. And then once you get to where you want it to stop at the top, then it eventually settles up to it. It doesn't go out over the sides.
Wow.
So if you like Boddington's too, there's Old Speckled Hen.
Yeah,
so
I like Old Speckled Hen.
So there's
that's
a bunch of English beers that come in. I don't know. There might be 16-ounce cans, whatever they are, taller cans with the widget inside.
And that's, it's called a widget?
A widget. And that's where then that has the nitrogen. So as soon as you open up and that pressure is released, it blows that ball open and the nitrogen comes out.
What is that ball made of? I've never seen it in there. I've never actually got one out. I mean, is it like a little plastic thing? Little piece of plastic. And it's so thin that the pressure just pops it. Oh, wow.
Yep.
Talk about a science.
Right.
They probably worked at that for a while to get it perfected.
Well, and I am glad that they did.
Yes. Glad somebody did.
Right. It adds a whole lot to it. And then on Main Old Town Camarillo, then there's the French Bulldog.
Of course. Right. Yeah, they got a lot of beers there.
And, you know, and their range is generally Southern California beers, but they've got Surf, and there's maybe even Figueroa Mountain. So there's a couple local, as opposed to just regional in Southern California. One of my favorite finds, though, and this is for people who are traveling with maybe a wine person, as opposed to just going out with the beer, is the Wine Closet, which is just a door or two down from the French Bulldog.
Yeah, French Bulldog, yeah.
And in the back, they've got hundreds of bottles of wine in there. And then they do small plates, and so you can get some tapas and cheese and things like that. But then in the back, they have a beer closet. And so they've got this cooler that has 40 or 50 different kinds of beers, mm-hmm. and they've got a list on the wall too. So if you're looking to go out and have fun, or, you know, just a night out, your wine person doesn't want to go to the beer bar, you mm-hmm. don't want to go to the wine bar, here's a nice compromise, because you can get your beer and it's like by the glass, right. on premise, mm-hmm. and or you can buy it and take it with you too. And so this is a nice stop along the way, especially if you're going up and down Amtrak, you know, it's two blocks from
yeah. there. You can, you know, I'm just hanging on an Amtrak,
it. You go down, you get wait at the station, and you've got a little time before the train shows up. You just hike up a couple blocks, go get your.
You see all the hobos jumping off.
Your refreshment before you get back on the train. So
then you kind of stagger back.
You know, I was there the other day because I had a meeting at the French Bulldog, because mm-hmm. in the front there they've got those little sofas, and we were sitting out there talking. And then I came out of there and I walked in there. And I happened to run into somebody I knew in there, and I was talking to the owner, and he was going, "Have you tried the Iceland beer?" And I said, "No, I haven't." And she pulled out an Iceland beer, you know, and it really was like cold and clean, kind of like you'd picture Iceland, you know, like
right.
the water's real pristine and clear and everything because of the coldness and stuff. It was a good beer.
Yeah, I'm going to have to try that, because there's been, and I know the brand that you're talking about, it's there's just one that's available here in California, and I need to go and try that. Every time I walk in, I'm generally drawn over to the big IPAs and everything else.
Me too. I'm the same way. Like, I was at Barrel House 101 the other night, and in fact, I ran into Jason, and then Sandy was there, and I had the Hoppy Poppy. No, we didn't invite you.
No.
He's looking
second,
around like, what?
Hey, I didn't even know Jason was going to be there. He follows me. He's a stalker. There he is. So
he's doing some kind of lemur thing back there. I'm not sure, right, sure what it was. Okay.
Hey, so real quick, talk about your blog, because you've got a lot of things going on right now.
There's a ton of stuff. So hopheadshead.com, and I'm doing all kinds of beer stuff. Jason and I, we do a beer podcast called Pints and Pairings, where we just go through beer styles and we talk about what kind of flavors you have in there and maybe some foods to eat along with it. So that's a brand new thing that Jason and I were 7 or 8 episodes into it, and it's just going to keep getting
that bigger. Is awesome.
Yeah, we're
very
having a lot
cool.
of fun. And generally we start the show at 9 o'clock in the morning, so hey. By 10 o'clock in the morning, we've already had 2 or 3 beers, and it's, you know,
it's good.
Yeah, it helps the podcast flow.
It helps the podcast flow.
I want to be you.
Oh, well,
I want to be you.
I don't know.
All right. I think we're rocking and rolling here.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to go on a break, pay bills. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590.